tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Ann Lamprew.
Here to answer your medical questions, behavior questions, and if you have those holistic questions, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by none other than SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. You won't find one that works better to take out odors in your home, your office, or your car. And you can only get it online on their website at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Also, there's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And by Vitacraft, you can get Lick and Lap, which is a healthy, saucy terrine snack that comes out of a tube. And your cats will be satisfied forever. You can find it at vitacraft.us, walmart.com, or in pet stores. Also, don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code of PETS and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And join me in Italy for a Colette tour. 1-800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1-382-009. This is Talkin' Pets. Milana Anderson is the author of 177 animal fairy tales, a Moonbeam Gold medalist, and a Guinness World Record hopeful. A native of Siberia with a JD and a master's in chemistry and biology, she now lives in Florida with her husband and son. I want to welcome on the author of Animal Fairy Tales, Book 10, Touch of Love, the author, Milana Anderson. How are you?
Hi, thank you for the invitation. I'm so excited to have conversation with you.
It's great to have you on with us today, and I want to introduce you to in studio. Here is Dr. Ann and Kayla, our producer.
It looks like a beautiful book you have.
Hello.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I got to ask you, this is book number 10, so you've been quite popular, and you've written 177 stories so far?
Yes, published one.
So, and those are the ones that they not, this one celebrates love, but some of the other stories celebrate other aspects of emotion, correct?
Yes, they're adventurous, funny stories, and scary stories as well.
So I got to ask you, I love the accent, by the way. So what's it like living in Florida versus living in Siberia?
Very hot.
It is, isn't it? That's what I was thinking.
We just moved here, so it's very unusual to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, the winters here are gorgeous in Florida, but we're all in Tampa Bay, so, and then the, you know, the summers are just unbearably hot.
It's AC and different, to AC.
And different animals around.
The pools with the covers.
Alligators, lizards.
Oh, yeah, lots of lizards. You know, in this book, Animal Fairy Tales, Book 10, Touch of Love, you, there's a note in here. It says, a celebration of the boundless love and endless happiness he has brought into my life. The book is dedicated to my beloved son, Ryan Anderson. How old is Ryan?
Oh, he's 32 now.
Oh, he's up there in age then.
Yes. So I started to write, like, publish my stories only 2 years ago. But I was creating them when my son was so little, young. And so it took me, you see, 50 years to start writing.
So who is the publisher of this book? Is it Milana Rich? Is that it?
Oh, no. It's I'm self-published.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then where can people find these books if they want to purchase them? I'm sure it's probably on Amazon, but are they in bookstores and all too?
Yeah, sure. Any online platforms, as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Ingram's Park, Blurb, Teachers Pay Teachers, there's a lot of them. So it's easy to find them.
So who is the one, I love the cover, by the way, because I'm a big tiger fan, and it looks like a princess and a prince, basically, or a king and queen, I'm not sure either way, but... absolutely adorable cover. And I have to say, too, the pictures in the book are amazing. Who does your photography in these?
So I created them myself using art software. And also I hired 2 illustrators, so they're helping me to create them.
Yeah, some of them are just absolutely beautiful. I'm wondering if these books are ever going to make it into, like, an animated movie. I think they would be perfect for, like, film.
Yes, we are working on them right now.
Yeah, I mean, an excellent idea to put them out there, because the stories are magnificent, and the pictures that you have in here of the characters are just breathtaking. They're so cool. I mean, Kayla has a little boy. He's 5 years old, so I would imagine he's probably going to like the book and the stories in here. And she's our producer. What do you think, Kay?
Yeah, he's very into, like, very colorful pictures and everything, and looking through these, I think he's definitely going to know which animal is which, but he's going to love it.
So in the book, you deal with different stories, and right off the top, on page 6, you get into love at first sight. Now, I do believe in love at first sight. I don't know. Dr. Ann, do you believe in love at first sight?
Absolutely. That's why I'm married to my husband.
There you go.
It was love at first sight for him, though.
Oh. Hey, well. So.
It took me a while.
Tell us a little bit about love at first sight. What is that story about?
This is a story about a lovely cat. It's a fiction story, because some of them are true stories. I just converted them into fairy tales. but it's a simple story about a cat who saw the princess, and then they went for the journey in the sea, and how that challenges made them closer, because for him it was the love from the first sight, but for Joe it takes some time.
You know, the thing I like about this book too, Milana, mm-hmm. is the fact that they're short stories. It kind of reminds me a little bit about Chicken Soup for the Soul books. They're all short stories, and this is cute, because you don't have to wait until tomorrow to hear the rest of what goes on. You can actually get one or two stories for your kids when they're going to bed, and this seems to me like it would be a perfect stocking stuffer or a Christmas present for a kid.
That's awesome you noticed that, because my goal was to create only short stories, because, you know, in this fast-paced life now, kids, they like everything short, quick, fast, right? Quick reading, quick games, short movies.
That seems to be life these days, that's for sure.
Yes, time has changed.
So, Milana, hold on for a second. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to speak more with Milana Anderson. The book is called Animal Fairy Tales. It's book 10, Touch of Love. We're going to give a book away to someone who calls in, and I'll let Sydney pick whatever line it is. So call 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and one of these books could be yours. Animal Fairy Tales by Milana Anderson, book 10, Touch of Love. This is Talkin' Pets.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And congratulations goes out to Grant out in Spokane, Washington. You're getting a copy of the book, Animal Fairy Tales, by Milana Anderson. It's book 10, Touch of Love. And it's an absolutely adorable book. So you deal all with animals in the book, which is really cool. I mean, right into our category here, of course, we're talking pets. And it's fascinating on the way you utilize some of the animals in your story, stories, Milana. And tell us a little bit about the ice skating lions.
So my goal was also to make my short stories not just entertaining, but educational, and to inspire kids, inspire to love and admire professions and sport activities. So that's how the idea about the ice skating was born, to make them to feel the thrill of this ice skating, to make them to be curious and try to do it too, to love the healthy way of life. And so that's how the story was born. So I'm using also.
I just think it's like fascinating because like these stories relate to life, not only for kids, but I think for adults as well. I mean, some of the topics like smothering love and short-lived love, long-distance love, I think a lot of people can get into the stories, no matter what age you are, because they're absolutely adorable. And by the way, we're going to give away another book. So whoever calls in right now, 818-818-6401, will get a copy of the book, Animal Fairy Tales by Milana Anderson, 818-818-6401. And I'll leave it up to Sydney to pick a line. So whatever line she picks up, we'll get a copy of the book by Milana Anderson. And so, yeah, there's like all different kinds of things. But I think the one that's kind of funny is the short-lived love. And that's the one with the pig and the hippo?
Yeah. So,
there's a love story.
Yes. Can I tell a little bit how this idea about all kinds of types of love came to me?
Yeah.
Yes, please do.
Because when I was a child, 6-7 years old, when I was hearing or seeing about different types of love, nobody was explaining us, for example, the blind love, right? So I was understanding it as love, it's about love between two blind people. So because in the kids' literature, you would never read about it. So this was my first idea to write about this type of love. And then I remember it about a sacrificial love. I understood it. It's about love when you have to die for your love, which is not true. So I tried to express and explain about this in that story. And I think we underestimate our kids, thinking they will not understand all those types of love, like smothering love, for example, right? But when we're talking about smothering love, the kids, they will be the best to understand that. Do you know your kids when they're expressing their love, how they hugging you tightly, right?
Right. Yeah, they do hug tightly.
Yes. It's the only way how they can express their strong love. They hug you so tightly. So, of course, they will understand what is this smothering love, how this python is hugging this lemur so tightly.
You know, I think actually, I know when I was a kid, back then, kids these days know a lot more than I knew when I was a child, because of technology and everything else that's out there. So it seems like kids grow up a lot quicker these days than we did when there was no, well, hate to tell my age, but there were no cell phones and, you know, everything was dial-up and black and white TV and yada yada. So
no remotes.
Yeah, you had to go up and change the channel yourself. I was the remote. My dad would sit in the chair and tell me to get up and change the channel. So nowadays, you know, everything you touch is a lot more simpler. So it's really important to express love and the different kinds of love to children these days. And I think your book entails that, you know, and through the knowledge of yourself, you definitely do fill in for people to understand both, like I said before, adults and children with these books about love. And it definitely brings out something in your heart. There's no doubt about that. Again, somebody, if you want to call, the book is yours at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call.
Give us a call. This is, oh, man, I'm going to have so much fun reading this book because it's going to give me endorphins just reading it.
Yeah, there you go.
And also, I was trying, if you noticed, I was combining different animals. So I was trying to show the animals in different ways. Because usually when you ask kids, what is your favorite animal? They say rabbit, hamster, or cat, right?
Right.
Some animals which are not dangerous for them. But very rarely you could hear, oh, my favorite animal is, I don't know, lion or leopard or hippo, right? So in my stories, I try to show them in different ways. So I don't divide animals, bad animals or good animals. So, for example, a vulture. We know vultures like a mean, nasty animals, right?
Right.
So in one story, they are mean and nasty and attacking the threat bear. But in another story, I show them as a team workers, family-oriented creatures. And in another story, I show them as a very wise one. So I try to make kids to love every animal, no matter if they're dangerous or not dangerous. Just animals, they're all amazing.
Well, fortunately, we seem to be at the top of the food chain in this world at the moment. So we only have, like, the predators. But it's so nice to see these animals having emotions so that children don't think of them just as some animal with no soul or no consciousness. It's nice to see them giving them consciousness.
Milana, can you hold on for a little bit? We're going to take a little break, and we come back. We'll continue on. I got one or two more questions for you about the book, Animal Fairy Tales.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. We'll be right back with Milana Anderson. The book, Animal Fairy Tales, Book 10, Touch of Love. If you'd like to get a complimentary copy of the book, call 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you get a ringing, you might get the book. Give us a call.
The Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old.
Are you nearly maxed out in your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm coming home forever. Just you wait and see. I know it's been quite a while, but this is where my heart will be. I thought life would be better out here on my own. But there never was or will be anywhere else than this place called home. I ran away for reasons too stupid to explain, and never for a second thought of you in such pain. But life is oh so cruel to be out here all alone. I now think about your sorrow waiting by the phone. For years you gave me love, of which I did return. But as I travel on my own, I realize how much I need to learn. Life is not so greener on the other side. Now I shall return home to honor you with pride. For since I've been out wandering through sunny and rainy days, I've had a lot of time to think how much I miss your loving ways. The times you've held me in your arms with a smile on your face, I never thought at that moment such future memories could be erased. You gave me love in many ways with touch, food, and shelter, and now I wander down the path in search of your love ever after. But suddenly a pain is felt. I drop down to my knees. I never saw the car speed out from the road between the trees. My breath grows dim. I fight to stay alive. For in my mind pictures flash, memories of you and I. I never should have left that day to search for better things. I wish that I could show you now the love in which my heart sings. It is the moment to say goodbye. My fear is forever gone. For even though I die alone, our memories will live on. I smile now, because I know that life continues on. For in my eyes visions appear of friends and family before me who have gone.
And once again, that is Talking Pets that you're listening to. That was one of my writings, actually, way back when. I do remember my mom, who is now gone, when she first heard that, she was crying quite a bit. And so, like Milana says, that she takes her stories and puts them into animals, I kind of do the same thing. But our number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can find out more information at talkinpets.com. That's our website. So join us there as well. And you can watch us right now on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio.
I believed in fairy tales when I was young. I thought pirates weren't thieves. One day I could be king. Mama didn't listen when I spoke with my lungs. So I hid in the trees, high enough so she couldn't see. I grew up in a rush, learned how to know it. Took all the good for granted, and I tried not to jump. I ran out of luck, looking for some fun. And I almost got stranded when I tried to run. But I believed in fairy tales when I was young.
We're speaking with Milana Anderson. She is the author of Animal Fairy Tales, Book 10, Touch of Love. I wanted to ask you also, Milana, is that how long does it take you? Like, this is Book 10. How long does it take you to put this book together?
So for all 177 published stories, it took me 6 months.
Wow.
You're pretty productive.
Yeah, you must be productive. Yeah, that's amazing for all stories. And I'm just mesmerized by these photos. I'm sorry, but it's like every time I look at them, I'm like, this would be the perfect cartoons.
So it's absolutely amazing, actually. So congratulations on that. What is book number 11 going to be?
Right now I'm creating that compilations of spooky stories and compilations of funny stories.
Like the spooky stories.
Yeah. They must be, you know, healing. They must have the healing effects, because I had the two feedbacks from the parents. They said one of them said, for the story, A Whisper in the Fog. So she said her daughter was scared of nightmares. And after this story, she somehow realized it's just a nightmare which everyone has, even adults.
You'll help us learn how to process our fear better then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And another feedback I had from the father, his son was scared of darkness. And after the story, it comes at night. Somehow, yes, in some funny way, he realized, like, oh, the darkness and the fear is just lack of knowledge. And I was so happy, and I decided to make a compilation of them.
Excellent. I can't wait for that.
I've got to ask the little guy here and see what he says. But Cam, Kayla's five-year-old, is looking at the photos in the book. What do you think, Camden? What do you think of the photos? Do you like those?
Do you like the photos?
Yes.
Are you going to read this book?
I can't read. I'm a kid.
Mom's going to read them,
right?
Yes.
You can look at the pretty pictures.
So you got to tell Mom, I want you to read me a story. So they're cute stories that she'll read to you at night.
What kind of stories he likes? I can send him more books.
Yeah, what kind of stories do you like, Cam? Do you like love stories? Do you like adventure?
Adventure.
I love ninjas.
Ninjas.
Ninjas. Ninjas. So I would say the adventure stories would go over well with him.
Oh, I will send more books.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. He says thank you. I don't know if you heard that, but thank you also from myself, Milana. Milana, I got to say, congratulations on this, and I'm looking forward to book 11. So let me know when that one comes out.
Right now, we are working on their full-length cartoon animated movie, which is going to be called Where Was I While I Was Me? It's a philosophical family drama.
Well, definitely let us know when the film's coming out, because I'm also a critic. I've been a movie critic for like almost 30 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the animated stories as well.
Yeah, and so right now I'm looking for the entertainment agent to represent me, to offer the script to the animated studios.
Oh, excellent.
All right, sounds good. I mean, congratulations on that. There's a good friend of mine. She's an agent, and her name is Martha Moore. She basically deals with a lot with musicians. But you may want to, you know, look her up. Maybe she can help in some way. But there's a lot of people that I know in the movie industry as well, because of, you know, reviewing films for so long. But congratulations on everything. And thanks for our copy of, you know, Animal Fairy Tales. It's a great book. I know Cam's already still going through it over here. So thanks for joining us so much, Milana. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Well, don't forget, stay in touch. Let us know when the animated film comes out and when your next book comes out as well.
Oh, yeah. I will.
Sounds good. And welcome to Florida.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, the good part of the year.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there today. So, well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking with you again very soon.
Yes, thank you.
And that's Milana Anderson. She's the author of Animal Fairy Tales, Book 10, Touch of Love. I highly recommend you can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's all over the place. You can find it in the bookstores. You can find it online. But check it out. Animal Fairy Tales, Book 10, Touch of Love by Milana Anderson. And if somebody calls right now, a copy of the book is yours. It's 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, and you can get a complimentary copy of the book. So we'll give two of them away if you call right now. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the line with us. So, Kayla, does he seem like he likes those? I see him over there, like, flipping through the book and everything. So I guess, Cam, you like those, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds good. Everybody's listening to you all across the country right now, Cam.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
You want to wish everybody out there in America a happy holiday?
Happy holidays.
Happy
holidays. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. We are open now to your medical questions, your behavior questions, your comments, your stories. Dr. Ann is in the house. And if you have holistic questions or homeopathic questions, you can call on those as well. Dr. Ann is all about the flowers and everything. Am I correct on that? You know,
The flowers?
Yeah, like Bach flowers.
Bach flowers? Oh, yeah, Bach flowers. Really lovely, low-potency homeopathics that help you to resolve your emotional disturbances.
That's the thing that I think is amazing in what Dr. Ann does, because I remember way back when Dr. Ann and I have known each other for many, 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 many years and on the show together for many, many, many years. And she was one of the first doctors I've ever known to come out with the non-conventional side of medicine, meaning that like holistic and homeopathic medicines and all. And back then, I remember people were kind of like,
Well, yeah, I was not very popular with the other veterinarians, especially with my vaccination stance. But after I practiced for like a year and a half, I realized that there's more than just suppressing the disease. You can actually help an individual, most individuals, you can help them reverse their disease process a little bit by diet changes, by different energy modalities. Sometimes you have to do physical things like surgery to help them. So I tried to have a holistic practice, but now they call the holistic practice integrative, which integrates the holistic with the conventional side of doing vaccines and minimal vaccines and surgery when needed and drugs when you need to suppress a symptom because it's overwhelming the body. And just recently I had a friend die from walking pneumonia because he didn't get the correct treatment, and it reminded me of when I had walking pneumonia in 99, and it took the third antibiotic. The acupuncture didn't work. The Chinese herbs didn't work. I had to go with the correct antibiotic to get that bacteria under control so I could start healing myself. It was an eye-opener.
So you would say then that a good mixture of conventional medicine with non-conventional medicine,
yes,
is the way to go?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you can't always use energy medicine and holistic things to fix problems like a broken leg. Of course you could take Synfidem, of course, but you need to bandage it. You may need to have surgery to keep it in alignment and stable. So the marriage of everything to benefit that individual, that's what holistic is, and that's what I've tried to do for 42 years.
Well, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Ann Lamprou.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Pick up the phone, give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandan's average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of Raid.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Oh,
Everland was honored to convene two gatherings of Indigenous leaders at COP30, bringing key stakeholders of the Indigenous Amazon Outcome Bond Initiative together in dialogue, shaped by representatives of Indigenous and traditional communities who are considering participating. So far, projects representing nearly 90,000 Indigenous and traditional community members across 17 million hectares of Pan-Amazonian rainforest have expressed their interest. Leaders of many of these communities spoke at the two events, setting out their priorities, their challenges, as well as their motivations for engaging with the initiative. At COP30, Indigenous leaders spoke with one voice. The world must stop the destruction of our forest, the exploitation of our peoples, and the erasure of our cultures, said Chief Almer Suri, chief of the Petor Suri people, who spoke at both events. There is a path forward, but it is narrow and urgent. It requires immediate, real resources delivered in the way we have long called for, directly to our communities and under our leadership. We are turning to the Indigenous Amazon Outcome Bond to finance our REDD Plus projects and to the Equitable Earth Standard for credible verification of real conservation results, because these approaches respect our right to design and control our own solutions and ensure that finances reach our territories, not top-down system built far away from the forest, where funds disappear into distant institutions and our communities are left with empty hands. Overall, it's been a crucial few weeks for the Indigenous-centered forest conservation. Equitable Earth announced the launch of its new forest conservation methodology, and the Wall Street Journal reported that Everland has already secured letters of intent totaling $160 million from companies seeking to purchase carbon credits from the Indigenous Amazon Outcome Bonds Initiative's portfolio of projects. Ultimately, the initiative aims to provide $50 million in upfront capital to launch up to 20 new Indigenous-centered forest conservation projects in the Amazon to be verified by Equitable Earth. The sale of carbon credits from these projects is expected to channel more than $1 billion to the projects over their first 10 years, with communities receiving the majority of this revenue to invest in their own self-determined goals. For all projects in Brazil, communities will receive at least 70% of carbon credit revenue. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Ann Lamprew.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Ann Lamprew.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
If somebody knows the name of that song, and it is a Disney song, but if they know the name of that song, give us a call, and if that's your trivia question, And you can pick out a gift. And we do have several to choose from SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. I put myself behind that. It's amazing. Also, we have Lick and Lap by Vitacraft or the Purr Sticks. We do have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, as well as a couple of other things like Silly Beads by Kayla, where we have keychains and pens. So, yeah, name that tune. Well, that sounds like a television show. And yes, it is. So name that tune. What was that song? It's a Disney song. And if you know what it is, you can pick out a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Dr. Rand, before we say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets, I want to ask you mentioned earlier about your philosophy on vaccines.
Oh, right.
What is your philosophy on those? Because I know in, like, other countries, they're not big on some of them, whereas we are.
You know, it's a situation where I have to say that vaccine money is, like, really easy money, okay? You can get your techs to do it. But the situation actually arises that the animal doesn't lose immunity in 1 year. It doesn't lose immunity in 3 years. These vaccines last so much longer in the body than we don't have to give them that often. Rabies is a legal requirement. We do have 3-year rabies vaccines now, and very many pets with illnesses can actually get rabies medical exemptions, so they don't have to have another rabies vaccine. Now, you may not take them to Hawaii or another country because you have to follow their rules to be able to import an animal.
Well, that and quarantine is so different.
Well, some you don't need quarantine as long as you follow their rules, which there are very many. But absolutely, vaccines last much longer in the body than we are told very often. For most individuals.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, you know the name of that movie, right? From that song? You don't?
I know the name of the song because it's written on the paper.
Oh, that's true.
I have the 34 to 31-year-old, and I am very backlogged on my Disney.
So before we run out of time, what was the name of the movie?
Oh, Colors of the Wind.
That was the song, but the movie was Pocahontas.
Oh.
Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. From us, we say goodbye. Say bye. For this hour of Talkin' Pets, bye-bye.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.